Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 17th, 2025. Have our good friends from Visit Rome joining us now. Jillian Alekna is with us. We do want to say a big shout out to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, the additional sponsorship. Big thank you to them. Great people over there. We really appreciate them and really appreciate the people at Visit Rome talking about really good people. You and the team over there, Jill, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You always do a nice job sending over these pre-notes for us so that we can go over, and we have the information not just for the interview here, but when our listeners call up and they may ask for information.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to be able to have. If you don't mind, I kind of wanted to rewind a little bit though. Mm-hmm. You know how much I love the 4th of July special over there in Rome.
Yeah.
How did that go?
That went really well. We got great attendance. The weather was good.
Yeah.
If I can remember, we've gone through so many events kind of run all together.
It really does.
Unfortunately, but I believe it went well, yes.
And I heard great things, too.
Yeah.
So wonderful to hear. Really good to hear. And looking ahead, of course, going forward, we have some great events coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Starting off, well, tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday, July 17th, today, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hoozles at the Lakes, we have Shandini Dinner Magic. Shandini started as a street performer or busker, developed his craft over 20 years, and now performs across the country on stages, both big and small, and I guess your dinner table at Hoozles, at least.
You can't have a bad time at Hoozles. It's always great over there. We say a shout out to them. And he's been doing this for a very long time. I remember when he first started and seen him a couple of times. And he was always good at it. He's just gotten stronger and better at it. And I think more and more comfortable with doing it and everything. And it's really cool to see. He's a fun act to find one to see and take in. And we're always excited about being able to talk about a Rome Farmers Market that is back in action over there in Rome that got known on coming up this Friday.
Yeah, so this Friday, July 18th, and every Friday through September 26th, we have our Rome Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. We've had great weather so far for most of these markets, and if the weatherman is correct, tomorrow should be just as great.
Mm-hmm.
you can find vendors selling everything from handmade goods to seasonal treats, flowers to fresh produce, because now we are starting to get into that nice sweet spot where you're seeing that. You'll be sure to find something you'll love.
Definitely. When I think of our local farmers markets, one of the words that pops in my mind is unique.
Yeah.
You really do find a lot of unique, not only items, but produce and so many of those things. And stuff that you can't just get anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rare and really unique, the farmers markets we have in this area. Buying and supporting them is a great way of not only helping our ag industry or our vendor industry or anything, but also just getting these kind of unique items and things that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, and one thing that I would say is unique about ours is it is good for the whole family. Like, you go to some markets and you can tell they're kind of more aimed at the adults.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the splash pad in Rome is right next to the farmer's market if your kids want to cool down. One of the vendors, I can't remember their name off the top of my head, makes these giant bubbles, and I always see kids over there.
It's a really fun what they've done, how they've incorporated it and made it a family event. And I know people who will go to the farmer's market, and whether they're planning on buying something or not, they're there and they're having a good time and enjoying and really spreading the word about some of the items and things that they come across. That's going to be a fun time. Also going on Friday, a great time with this cool idea that you guys had and this thing that you're doing over there, the Visit Rome Summer Concert Series at the Band Shell.
Yeah, so it's our second year of doing this concert series. Tonight, or I guess Friday night's entertainment is Copper Box. They will be playing at 6 p.m., but get there early so you can get food beforehand. Food trucks and drinks start at 5 p.m., and all proceeds for that night go to the Tri-Norris Ski Club.
Yeah, which is really cool. A big shout out to our friends at Tri-Norris. Love talking when working with them. You can find event details at visitromewi.com. Encourage you to do that to be more prepared for this. Copperbox is such a fun band.
Yeah.
Really got to play a style of music, I think, for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun family event, but also something you want to go down there with your friends. You're going to have a great time, too. The band shell, the acoustics, everything over there is just made for this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And the series has been going well. This has been
good. It has been going well. I know that our first two concerts, it was kind of funny, where the first one, everyone was in jackets, bundled up. It was more like fall weather. And then the next week, we had Chris Cruzy there, and complete opposite. Sun was out. People were in shorts, T-shirts. So
Wisconsin, I guess, weather,
dressed for everything, I guess.
Absolutely, that's the reason we have cars is that they basically are closets.
Yeah,
we just keep a windbreaker in there, a pair, extra pair of shoes. Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, no snow boots.
Hopefully
right now.
Not. Yeah, Saturday, July 19th. This is an interesting one. Walden Park pop-in event. What's going on with this, Jillian?
Yeah. So for those of you who are a little unfamiliar with the Rome area. Walden Park is part of Upper Lake Camelot. It's kind of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
And over there, we have a kayak launch as well as a kayak and paddleboard rental service that you can just scan with your phone and rent kayaks. I believe it's 2 hours, $20. And then each beyond that is $10 an hour.
It's really cool service.
Yeah, but today, or not today, Saturday, July 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be offering free rentals and a chance to kind of explore that pond area, complimentary hot dogs, ice cream sandwiches, and water. And then also, we are bringing a special guest who will hopefully bring some nice weather to the event.
Oh,
that's a little hint.
Nice tease. Nicely done. A big shout out to everybody behind this one, too. I love Walden Park.
Yeah.
Love that area. Love this. And how it's grown over the years since I was a kid is really cool to see. But one of the ways, something we touch on from time to time when we are together is certainly one of the more important things to Wisconsin, and that's, entertainment and bring in dollars from out of state and so many of these things. But certainly for locals as well to be able to take advantage of these things, first and foremost, really, in many ways. If you've ever wanted to try any of these, kayaking, canoeing, or something, what better time than now? Check it out. I highly recommend paddleboarding. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun. Kayaking is something that I've always wanted to try, so I can't speak on that yet.
Yeah.
But I got a perfect opportunity this weekend to try it. I mean, that seems really cool. That's another. And go there not only for all that, but to find out who this special guest is. That's going to be pretty cool. Also going on Saturday, 70s night at Lake Sherwood Lodge. And I got to do the finger point.
Yeah.
I got to do the finger dance while I say that.
Just imagine he's doing that.
How's this one looking?
That'll be 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, July 19th. Karaoke from that 7 to 10 or 11 time frame from Two Bros Entertainment. Dress to Impress, prizes for best dressed, so break out your Saturday Night Fever gear.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also drink specials throughout the night.
It's going to be fun. We love these theme nights that they have over at Sherwood. They do a great job with them. If you can't find clothes, ask a relative. They probably have some. Somebody's got some 70s clothes somewhere around. Tuesday, July 22nd, looking into next week. I cannot wait to say this one. Rondini's Bombastic Bubble Show is going to be happening at Leicester Library of Rome.
You said that because I would have fumbled that.
I practiced all morning.
So that'll be Tuesday, July 22nd from 4 to about 5 p.m. It's a part magic show, part science show, part juggling, part STEM education, 110% fun for young and old. It is part of the Leicester Public Library's summer reading program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't signed up for that, definitely do it before the summer's over.
It's going to be really fun. And I love that they included that because I've heard of this kind of thing. And most of the things over at the library tend to be for young and old and for everybody. It's going to be fun. And again, that'll be happening from 4 to 5 next Tuesday, July 22nd. Also going on the 22nd, the second annual Papa's Putts for Mutts event happening at Papa Bear's Mini Golf.
Yeah, so that'll be 5 to 8 p.m. Put your mini golf skills to the test.
Nice.
Enjoy food, mini golf, and fun while supporting the Adams County Humane Society. It is $20 per person or $60 per a group of four. That includes entrance to the event and a round of mini golf. You can sign up for tickets online at our Visit Rome website. It's visitromewi.com. the tab is online store or just store. If you're on our homepage, you'll see
it. Yeah, you'll find it. Yeah. And I think noteworthy, certainly, that they're doing this, that they put this event on. A shout out to everybody involved. We really appreciate that. We're big fans of our humane societies, of course, around here, and meet with and talk with them as much as we can. Keep in mind, this being the second annual one, this is all the more reason to come on down and check this out. The success of these events are how we get a third and a fourth and a fifth event and stuff. So that really matters when it comes to these events that are just starting out and they're trying to feel, hey, is this what the community is looking for? Is this what will really help? Because while it's a really fun time and you can't have a bad time at Papa Bear's Mini Golf, it's an awesome place over there. They want to do some good here, and we want to help them do that. Mm-hmm. So the popularity of these events are a big part of how they figure that out. So just come on down and check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, every Wednesday, you got trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. Always like to mention that.
Yes, 7 to 9 p.m. Gift cards for first through third place teams. Even if you are not a trivia fan, still come. You'll surprise yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or if you're like me yesterday, you think you know an answer, and then you tell the table next to you, oh, it's that one, and then it isn't. So
oh, that's rough.
If you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
I can relate to this. I've been there before. That's a rough one. But it's all the more fun. You're going to have a great time over there. And I love that they give out the gift cards and all that with it. It's a lot of fun. Friday, July 25th, bingo doubleheader happening at Hoozles.
Yep. So they have two types of bingo going on. Ah. And they have this every fourth Friday of the month, May through August. So only a few more of these coming up. Starting at 6:30, it's family-friendly music bingo. And then 8:30 is classic music bingo fun. So more of the older crowd.
Yeah, yeah. So. I like how they separate that. Yeah. I like how they break that up. That's a really fun way to do that. And that's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. Make plans for it at Hoozles. Hoozles at the Lakes. Saturday, July 26th, Monroe Prairie ATV UTV fundraiser happening at Camelot on the Lake. I wanted to hear more about this when I saw a little bit of a press about it. Can you tell us about it,
John? Yeah, so they're raising funds for the Labrador Connection, which is a organization that has been rescuing and placing Labrador retrievers and lab mixes in loving homes since 2006. So almost two decades.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll meet at Camelot on the Lake at 10 a.m. Ride begins at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Returns by 4. And then throughout that evening, enjoy awesome raffles, 50-50 raffles, and more at 4:30 p.m. And I believe there is live music from 4 to 6.
I heard something about that. I haven't heard who exactly is going to be performing, but I do think that I'm almost certain that they are going to have the music down there.
I believe it's on our website, so when I'm not having a brain fart on the air, check that out.
Definitely. If you want to get there right now, you can go to visitromewi.com to find out. Otherwise, we'll try to grab that for you before we wrap up. But overall, another one of these great events, and more evidence to what I say all the time. Nobody but does it better than this area when it comes to a good time with a good cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Really great at that. And this is another one of those events where they're doing it. A big shout out to them. And the Labrador Connection, for those that don't know about it, do a deep dive on that one. They're doing some really cool work over there with that. I didn't know about it until about maybe a year or two ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Really cool work they're doing over there with those. Saturday, July 26th, Kid Fishing Frenzy at Lake Sherwood Lodge.
Yeah, that'll be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's hosted by Rome Outdoors. Registration is free for kids 15 and under, and registration runs 10 to 11 a.m. There are tons of door prizes. There are winners for first through third place and a prize for the most fish caught. Food and drinks will be for purchase on site. And you can either fish from the bank of Lake Sherwood, or if you have a little boat you want to paddle out in and fish from there, that's completely acceptable as well.
That's very cool. They're going to have, as you mentioned, food and drinks and bait provided by Plover Bait.
Yeah, Plover Bait.
Shout out to them. I've gone to them in the past. They're good people over there. That's great. Also, Saturday, July 26th, Shermalette Water Ski Show. This is going to be happening. Cheers to 50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I didn't realize it's that long. Wow.
Yeah, so the 26th is their big 50th anniversary show starting at 6 p.m. However, through the end of August, they are going to have shows pretty much every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. August 2nd, it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area, Lake Arrowhead Dam.
Yeah.
8:16, so August 16th, it'll be 5 p.m. at Lake Camelot during the Camelot Frolics.
Yes, the classics, yeah.
The 23rd of August, they're back at 6 p.m., and then the final show will be August 30th at 6 p.m., Lake Arrowhead Beach Dam.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Certainly, they're hard at work this weekend, yes. We know. We wish them well and a success to all of our local teams mm-hmm. out there. Have fun, enjoy yourselves, and hoping for wins for everybody.
Yes.
And here's another great way of celebrating our ski teams.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me. As long as I've lived here, I've known about these ski teams, mm-hmm. you know, the ones that we have in our local area here. They just set back 50 years. Very impressive. A big thank you to everybody over the years that have worked in there and
yeah.
been a part of that stuff. This is a huge economic part of our economy around here, mm-hmm. About part of our economy around here. So appreciate the work that they do. And it's a lot of fun as well. Great time. It's always a great time hanging out with Jillian from Visit Rome. That's what we're doing right now. And Jillian, you got one of your outdoor movie nights coming up.
Yeah. So on Saturday, July 26th, from about 8:30 to 10-ish, we'll have our outdoor movie night for adults at the Rome Town Center Bandshell.
I love the idea of, I mean, I'm a sucker for these with
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
It's great for the kids, and it's really fun for families and kids and stuff. Really cool idea to do something for adults here.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a really nice, it doesn't hurt. It's a fun thing. And
yeah.
Picked a good movie, Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Kind of a newer one, so yeah. if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend. I liked it.
I thought it was, I heard good things. It's got two of my, I love Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of hers. I like Channing Tatum. He's really good. I heard good things. I just didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah.
So another reason why I think this is a really good movie, this is, I cannot tell you how many people I know that have said something similar to that with this movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to see it. I just haven't gotten a chance.
Yeah.
Well, you're not only going to get to see it, you get to see it like you don't normally get to see. This is way better than on your laptop.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
A lot nicer than that.
And then we also have complimentary popcorn, snacks, and drinks available. And because this is an adult movie, we will be selling alcohol at the event, but you have to be 21 and older, and mm-hmm. also it's not complimentary, so sorry, no yeah. free beer.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah.
When it comes to purchasing, having cash or a card, is that okay? All the above, probably?
I would say cash is better, but I think we can handle both.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I think, and I appreciate that, Jillian,
yeah.
Just to everybody out there, bring cash.
Yeah.
You know, it's always safer. You know, very few people are not able to take cash, so I mm-hmm. think that's usually safe bet. And we're getting into August now, Jillian.
Yeah.
Friday, August 1st, His Way at the Bandshell.
Yeah. So this is an event put on by the Good Shepherd Evangelical Lutheran Church in Rome. It'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Rome Town Center Bandshell. Food trucks starting at 5. His Way, the band, has captivated audiences with their powerful blend of contemporary Christian music since 2013. They continue to inspire listeners with their talent, passion, and dedication to their faith. Bring your friends, family, some chairs, and join us at the Rome Town Center Bandshell. Now, because it's Wisconsin and we do get weird weather, in the case of inclement weather, on August 1st, the concert will be held at Good Shepherd. Check social media, their social media, for updates. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate whenever an event gives a kind of backup or rain place and stuff. It's always smart to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time, a lot of effort put into this one. Good band as well. Good band. They're good. Friday, August 8th, our friends over at the Rome Library are celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Yeah, in their location. So, the library's existed longer than that, but in their location, it's 25 years.
That's really
cool. They're having a celebration from 4 to 7 p.m. on August 8th. Enjoy food, games, entertainment, and fun for the whole family.
this is a celebration, certainly, of the Rome Library in that location, mm-hmm. and that's certainly noteworthy. I like to think of it, too, as a celebration of all the great people that have put time in there, the work, the people that work there and stuff, yeah. of course, but volunteers, people like you guys that visit Rome that bring attention to the library so often. Mm-hmm. There isn't, you know, a lot of money for funding or advertising or anything like that when it comes to our local libraries. It's yeah. on us as a community to really celebrate them and make sure they know, hey, we appreciate the work you're doing. Mm-hmm. Here's a perfect opportunity to do that and have a great time, too. It's going to yeah. be a lot of fun. Tuesday, August 12th, Gather by the Bandshell going on.
So this is actually the Heart of Wisconsin's summer concert mm-hmm. series. It'll be 5:30 to 7 on August 12th. Music will be Bob Allen. Bring your family for food, entertainment, and family-friendly yard games. So giant lawn Jenga, Connect Four, bag toss.
Yeah. Great stuff. All the great. You know your lawn games. Wow, that was good.
Yeah.
I couldn't have rattled all those. That was great. That was nice. Bob is a great performer. You're going to really enjoy that. He does great job out there. Great food for you. It's going to be a fun event. I appreciate you mentioning that, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Friday, August 15th, Virtual Reality Carnival at Leicester Library of Rome. This sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, so this is actually two sessions in one. One is 10 a.m. to noon, and the other one is 2 to 4 p.m. It's open for ages 12 and older. Come one, come all to the greatest carnival in the land of virtual reality. Try your hand at a virtual reality experience by dropping by our carnival. Play games in a virtual world or watch on the big screen as your friends try their hand at a variety of carnival games. And like I said before, free event. You don't have to pre-register. Just show up.
It's really nice to make it like that, especially because, we are talking about kids and teenagers yeah. and stuff. I mean, that's a good idea to have that. But the two sessions is really fun. Mm-hmm. That's great. And hey, it's bringing people over to the library. It's getting people maybe even that might not use the library that often, getting them over there to check it out. Maybe they come back and stuff. It's a fun event. And then, of course, there are the big ones we want to get to and wrap yes. up with, Jill. And this is two, you know, I say big events.
Yes.
Of course, we start off with the Lake Camelot Frolics, one of the bigger ones.
That'll be Friday, August 15th and Saturday, August 16th. Instead of taking like a half hour to list everything that's going on,
right.
we're just going to rapid fire this.
Yeah.
Throughout those 2 days. Bass fishing tournament, horseshoes, volleyball, cornhole tournament, raffle tickets, kids games, silent auction, Shermalot ski show, spot game, fireworks at dusk, Friday night at 7, the third wheel is performing. Saturday at 7:30, Jason McNabb and the Rain are performing. Mm. If you want to party, this is where you want to go.
Yes, well said. Very well said. You really know what you're talking about here, too. This is one of those ones that brings people from out of town as well as, of course, locals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really fun event, and they do such a great job with this one every year. It's a great one. Be sure to make plans for that. Again, Friday, August 15th and 16th, Lake Camelot Frolics are coming up. And then on Saturday, August 16th, that Saturday, and then Sunday, the Tri-Norris Mini Mutter. Love talking about our friends at Tri-Norris.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days. It is a family-friendly event geared toward kids ages 4 to about 15. Participants can race or take it easy through the mud-filled obstacle course that takes you up the giant 55-meter ski hill
yeah.
and throughout the woods. The course is about a mile in length and can prove challenging at times for some, but because this is a fun run, it's not timed. Kids can go back for more if they want to try some of their favorite obstacles again. Parents and spectators are allowed to walk alongside, or if you're really feeling ambitious, the parents can go through the mud as well.
Oh, that's cool.
We have photos of plenty of parents completely muddy. And then afterward, the Rome Fire Department will set up one of their trucks to blast water for your post-shower needs.
So awesome. So awesome.
You can register online at our website, visitromewi.com. And if you register by August 4th, you will get the discounted price of $15 per
mm-hmm.
child and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
After that, it is day of registration, and it's $20 per participant. However, if you have a bunch of kids you're bringing, and it's a group of five or more, email trinorsewinterpark@gmail.com And they can get you a discount deal.
Such a fun event for such a great cause. Nobody does it like we do in this area. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one. And Jillian will be back next month to talk some more about August and future events and everything. We're looking forward to that already. I do want to mention, of course, their website. Go to visitromewi.com. Bookmark that page and keep in mind, while Jillian does an amazing job covering so many events, we got to the beginning of August. There's so much more going on over there. A lot of great live music. A lot of great ways to support our local artists while also having a really good time. Encourage you to find out more about that. Again, visit RomeWI.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise.
Yeah.
Jillian, great work today. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for the time.
I've had fun. I have fun here every month.
We appreciate that. Good to hear. We appreciate our friends over at Crockett Septic and, of course, to support Edwards State Bank, sponsoring this time. Thank you much to them and to all of you for listening to another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.